What's up, whole world? Welcome to That Being Said, episode number 80. Today I'm in a good mood. I'm in a really good mood today. I'm off work. It's Friday. I'm chilling. This morning I made myself a fried bologna sandwich for breakfast and I had a cup of coffee. I know it's not the most healthy thing I could have ate this morning, but I don't do this all the time. I don't eat fried bologna all the time. But I had some bologna in the fridge. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make me some fried bologna. Got my skillet ready. Put the little cut in it so the motherfucker won't bubble up on you too bad. Put a little mustard on it. This shit was the bomb. But I'm chilling, man. I'm home. The kids is at school. My wife is doing errands. I got a little free time. And I said, hey, let me sit down and make a podcast. Let me tell some stories. And so on today's episode, I'm gonna tell some stories of when I was in the military and times when I almost died or almost fucked myself up real bad. So before I get started, these stories are not meant to make anybody upset or trigger anybody or any of that shit. These are things that really happened, but I can look at it now and laugh about it. And so I want to share them and I hope that you enjoy them. If you hear snoring in the background, my doggie, my little Coco, is over here knocked out. She was cool all morning. As soon as I set up where I was gonna do my podcast, she came in and went to sleep. So if you hear somebody snoring, it's not me. It's not my sleep apnea. It's not, damn, Cedric getting fat. This motherfucker snoring and talking at the same time. That's not it. My dog is in the room. My dog is snoring. That's what you hear. All right, so let's get to the stories. So this first story that I'm gonna share takes place roughly 2005, 2006. I am a sergeant, a young E5 in the United States Army stationed in Cape Town, Germany. And at the time, not only did I work in the supply room, but I was also the unit armor. So military, y'all know what that is, but for those that doesn't know what the armor position is, all the units I've been in have an arms room. And the arms room is where you store arms, such as weapons, M16s, 203 grenade launchers, saws, ANCDs, night vision goggles, grenades, whatever. Anything that you take to battle with you is stored in the arms room and it's locked up. And I was in charge of that. I was responsible for that. So I also, to work in the arms room, you have to take what's called a SAM 31 course, small arms maintenance. And so this teaches you, you know, if the weapon breaks to a certain extent, I'm able to fix it. If I can't fix it, there's something really wrong with it. We got to send it off so somebody else can fix it somewhere else. So I got a little bit of knowledge on how to fix different weapons when they break. So that's important to this story. So we're at the range in K-Town and we're qualifying. And it's M16s out there, 203 grenade launchers. I think it was some 50 cals out there, some Mark 19s out there. It's an all-day thing. Because you shoot in the morning, you got to do night fire and all this shit. And you go to the range in the military, it's an all-day thing. It don't matter if it's cold, if it's raining, if it's muddy, if it's snowing. Range day sucks. So we out there and we're shooting. Now, even though I'm the armor and I'm kind of like, in, you know, responsible for a lot of the weapons, there's a lot of leadership out there. It's platoon sergeants out there and officers out there. The first sergeant's floating around. The commander might come out there. So it's not like I'm the head dude. There's a lot of people out there. And then like the whole unit is out there shooting. And this particular day, there was an E6. His name was Sergeant Sardo. I couldn't stand this motherfucker. I don't know why I didn't like him. I just didn't like him. And he gets up to fire the Mark 19. The Mark 19, it fires grenades. High explosive grenades. Very dangerous. Very boom, boom. Big boom, boom, right? So he gets up there and he's firing. And he puts the rounds in, he charges it, and then he pulls the trigger, but the weapon doesn't fire. And I'm figuring he's in E6, he'll figure this shit out. And he's up there fucking with it, and he can't fix it. And all of a sudden he's like, everybody back up! Everybody back up! We got a malfunction! Back up! And everybody gets nervous, and everybody backs up. I'm just kind of standing there watching him. He's like, I need him! And he points to me. All these E6s and E7s and E8s are all walking away from this weapon, but I, because I'm the armor, I have to walk towards this motherfucker. So he hops off, because they had it mounted on top of a Humvee. He hops out of the Humvee. He runs away. And everybody's looking at me to go fix this motherfucker. And I'm thinking, I did not sign up for this shit. When I went to the recruiting office and they showed me the little bullshit video about 92 Yankee, this part was not in the goddamn video. But this is my job. I got to do it. I don't know what's wrong with this weapon until I get close to it. So I get to the Humvee and all I'm thinking is like, God damn, I'm about to fuck myself up. All I want to do is go home and watch American Idol and chill. I did not think I would have my face blew up today. That's when I woke up this morning, that's not something I thought about was going to happen to me today. And so I walk over to it. And you lift up like the top, the tray, I don't know the technical name, but you open up the tray where you see inside and the round is sitting right there. And he's like, yeah, I pulled the trigger. It didn't fire. I think something's wrong with the firing pin. He's shooting all this shit at me. I'm nervous as fuck, but I'm trying to remain calm. It's 100 motherfuckers out here watching me work, right? So I look at this motherfucker and I'm trying to remember, you know, some of the shit I learned in class, some of the shit I learned in my SAM 31 course. Nothing is registering right now. I just hope this motherfucker does not blow up while I'm sitting here looking at it. And I remember I reached down and I got the round like right here. It's like right on my fingertips. I just reached down and I just grabbed the round and I just picked that bitch up and pulled it out of the weapon. It just came right out. God was watching my ass that day. I was a hero. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, the first sergeant, the command, hey, good job. Reed did a really good job today out there. God damn it. And I didn't do shit. And if Sergeant Sardo had been paying attention, he just could have pulled the round out. Very fortunate. I was very happy that the motherfucker did not blow up in my face. But yeah, man, I was able to pull the round out the weapon. Everybody goes home happy. Nobody gets their face blew up. And I was able to watch American Idol in peace. Life is good. God bless. Good luck, right? I got lucky that day. But that happened. That really happened. And that's just one story. I'm going to come back and I'm going to share another story. This one's a little... The next story I'm going to tell gets a little bit deeper. Let's take a quick break and I'm going to come back with another story about how I almost died when I was in the military. What's up, whole world? Welcome back to That Being Said, episode number 80. Let's move into the second story of the night. So the second story of the night takes place right around 2003, I think, 2003, 2004. I was stationed in Baumholder, Germany at the time, 1st Armored Division. But at this time, I'm actually deployed. I'm in Baghdad. I'm deployed at this time. For those that don't know, I was deployed to Baghdad for 15 months. Once upon a time. So this story takes place when I'm downrange. And once again, I'm working in the supply room. I'm working in the armor capacity. Weapons, grenades, explosives, all things that, right? So we're going on this patrol, okay? And the patrol looks like this. There is a armored Bradley. There's an armored Humvee. There's a 5-ton. There is an armored Humvee, and then there's an armored Bradley. 5-car convoy, or 5-vehicle convoy. Notice I said that the 5-ton was not armored, okay? For those that don't know, a 5-ton, it's like a big-ass pickup truck, okay? Look on Google if you want to see exactly what they look like. It's a big-ass pickup truck. So whenever we go on these patrols, if we got to pick somebody up, take them back to the FOB, you know, we put them in zip strips, we tie them down, we put them in the back of the truck, and we roll their ass back to the FOB. So we're on this patrol, and when you're doing patrol, sometimes you have info, and you go and see what's going on, and then sometimes you don't have the info, and you still got to do a patrol just to look, make sure shit looks right. So we're on this patrol, and while we're out, we get a call over the radio. You know, somebody got word that they knew where a cache was. Cache of weapons. And so now we gotta go check this shit out. Now I'm driving the 5-ton. I got my shotgun riding with me. We head over to the spot where these weapons are supposed to be, and they're buried like underground. And so somebody found them. They start digging. The whole shit caves in. And it's a cache of all types of shit. AR-15s, AK-47s, RPGs, grenades, rockets, all types of shit. Some of it looks brand new. Some of it looks like if you touch it wrong, this shit's gonna explode right now. So everybody's freaked out. But we can't leave it here. We gotta take it back to the FOB. So what does that mean? We gotta load this shit up on the back of the 5-ton. The one I'm driving, right? I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So we get out. We get out the truck. Everybody lines up. You got one person that's pulling the weapons, pulling the bullshit out of the ground. We start a chain, and then he grabs it really gently, really gingerly, and then hands it to the person next to him. We start a chain that goes all the way to the truck. When you get to the 5-ton, you put it in the back of the truck. There's no buffer. There's no blanket. There's nothing that separates what we're putting in the truck versus the bottom of the truck, which is just very hard metal. So everybody's sweating, everybody's freaking out, but we gotta do this shit, right? So we get all these weapons, all these rockets, all these rusty ass grenades. We load everything on the back of the truck. Now, remember the formation, right? Bradley, Humvee, 5-ton, Humvee, Bradley, that's the formation, right? Everything was pretty close to each other. Now it's time to drive these motherfuckers back to the FOB because they got to set them, like, we'll take them back to the FOB, take them out to this, it's a big ass field out there, and then they'll detonate everything. They'll blow everything up. So, Big Sergeant's like, all right, Specialist Reed, you ready? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready, let's go. All of a sudden, I get in my truck, and I'm like, where's my TC? TC don't want to ride with me. This motherfucker's scared. I would be scared too. I'm basically a big ass bomb on wheels right now. TC don't want to ride with me. And now the formation looks like this. We get back in our vehicles and we start to take off. The Bradley is way the fuck up there. The Humvee in front of me is way the fuck up there. I'm in the middle. And then the Humvee behind me is way the fuck back there. And then the Bradley is way the fuck back there. Just in case this motherfucker blows up, they'll be okay. I'll be fucked up. They'll be all right. So we're driving this motherfucker. And I shit you not, every bump in the road, every goddamn time I had to turn, I heard a noise in the back and shit was situating and moving and shit. I was sweating my ass off. I probably lost about four pounds driving that motherfucker back to the FOB. Fortunately for me, we get back to the FOB. Nobody's hurt. No explosions. Nothing bad happens. But here come the bullshit. Here come the bullshit. So we get back to the FOB. Before you go to the, anytime you leave the FOB, your weapons on the rig. You chamber around and you ready to go. In case it goes down, you could just put that motherfucker on fire and start shooting. When you come back into the FOB, you have to take the round out of the chamber. They got firing barrels where you got to aim your weapon, pull the round out, put it back in the magazine. And then everybody stops, they clear their weapons, and then they go into the FOB. When we get to the FOB, to go back onto the FOB, everybody's clearing the weapon. Some bitch-ass lieutenant, I forget his name right now, he wanted to drive the 5-ton onto the FOB to make it look like he's driving, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the motherfucker that drove it from the cache, from like where the bullshit was, through the city of Baghdad, you know, bobbing and weaving IEDs and shit. We get back to the FOB. This motherfucker wants to drive on the FOB so he can be seen with the 5-ton and take all the glory for that punk motherfucker. I wish I knew what his name was so I could put his ass on blast. But anyway, yeah, when we got back to the FOB, and I think it was a day or two later, they took everything out to the field. And they exploded it. The cool thing about when they blow up ordnance like that, if you've never seen it in person, it's pretty cool because they take it way out, way, way, way out. And they'll tell you, like, we're going to blow this shit up at 11 o'clock. If you want to watch, come outside and look. The cool part is you see it blow up first. You see it, but then like 2 seconds later, maybe a second and a half, then you hear it. It's cool as shit. It's awesome. Anyway, that's my second story tonight. Hope that you liked it. You want to do one more? Let's do one more. Take a little break. Come back with one more story. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. What's up, whole world? Welcome back to That Being Said, episode number 80. We're going to do one last story of the night. I hope you enjoyed my stories. Thank you for listening. Let's get into it. I've come to a conclusion that I am getting old. I'm getting old, y'all. It's true. Now, I'm not decrepit. I'm not totally fucked up. But I am getting old. I look at the world different. I'm 46 years old. I'll be 47 this year. I'm almost 50, bruh. And I look at the world different. First thing that I noticed was all the medicine that I had. Like, I remember when I was a little boy and I would go to my grandfather's house. And when I would go in the bathroom or go in his bedroom, it was medication. This motherfucker has so much medication and creams and ointments and just all over the place. I'm like, damn, granddaddy got a lot of medication in this motherfucker. Now it's me. I was in my bathroom last night. I got a whole pharmacy in my shit. It's all types of shit up in there. Let me tell y'all something, man. If it ever go bad at Walgreens or CVS, don't even trip. Come holler at your boy. I probably got it in my bathroom right now. But yeah, man, I'm getting older. I'm looking at the world different. I look at game shows different. I do. I remember when I was little. I'm like 10, 11, 12 years old. And some of those days you stay home from school. Maybe you're sick or whatever the case may be. But part of staying home from school is you watch the game shows in the morning, right? I used to watch what's the one with the whammy and shit? No whammy. Pressure Luck. And I would watch Let's Make a Deal. But my favorite shit was The Price is Right. The Price is Right was like the highlight of my morning, right? Back when Bob Barker was still on that shit. And I remember, like, you really cared about prizes, like a new car. It was like the highlight of the whole show. And when you're little, you give a fuck about the Big Wheel and Plinko. And my favorite shit was the little dude that's going up the mountain. That one. And even though you want the contestant to win, in the back of my mind, I really wanted that little motherfucker to go over the edge. I love that shit. I don't know why. But it was gifts. It was prizes you didn't like. You didn't give a shit about a living room set. You didn't give a shit about a dining room set. A grill. You didn't give a shit about none of that. Show me the car. Right? Show me the trip to Paris. These are the things I give a fuck about. But now, as an adult, I watch The Price is Right. Totally different now. I appreciate them bedroom sets. I appreciate them 10-piece bedroom sets and them living rooms and them dinettes. I appreciate that new kitchen. That shit is beautiful. You know what I don't give a fuck about? The new cars. It's always some, because now you look, that car is a piece of shit. They like, you have a chance to win a brand new car. And they open the curtain, right? And it's always like, 2022 Hyundai Elantra. Like, that's a piece of shit. I don't want that bullshit. Every now and then they got like the big money where they had like the Ferraris or the Mercedes up there. But 9 times out of 10, if it's a new car, it's a piece of shit. It's a 4-cylinder. It's a piece of shit. I'm getting emotional. I'm watching The Price is Right. I saw a lady win and I almost teared up. Ain't that a bitch? She's not giving me none of the money she just won. I can't get a ride in the new car she just won. But I'm so happy that she won. I got emotional. Ain't that a bitch? You know what it is? When I had kids. Something happened to me when I had kids. I've watched movies hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And they have no effect on me. I have a son now. I have a daughter now. I go back and revisit these movies. I can't watch Up no more. I'm a fucking slobbering mess when I watch that shit. But yeah, man, getting old. Getting old sucks. I was talking to a friend of mine. God damn, Carl Weathers dead. I just got the message. Carl Weathers, now I gotta watch Rocky IV. That just fucked me up. See, that's my childhood right there. Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed from Rocky. Just got the message that he just died. I was in a good mood. Had a fried bologna sandwich for breakfast. Now it's all fucked up. But like I was saying, man, I had to go to the hospital last week for a minor procedure. It was some issues with my shoulder. So I had to get a, they had to do a steroid, I had to do an epidural steroid injection. They put it in your neck. and it fixes my shoulder. And I took a picture of it, and a friend of mine, my friend Quincy, sees the picture, and he calls me. He's like, "You ain't taking care of yourself. What the fuck are you doing?" And he really like lays into me like, "Bro, we getting older. You gotta start taking multivitamins. You gotta start doing this. You gotta drink more water. You gotta start doing that." And he was so right. And I said, "You know what, Quincy, you right, man. We older, we got kids, we gotta take care of ourselves." I went to Sprouts. Like, I left the hospital and talked to Quincy. And when I got off the phone with Quincy, I went straight to Sprouts. If you're getting medicine, like, you know, probiotics and all that type of shit, don't go to GNC. Don't fuck with GNC. Go to Sprouts. Go to Whole Foods. Go to Natural Grocers. It's a little bit better for you. That's just my opinion. I go to Sprouts. I get some multivitamins. I get some collagen. And I get probiotics, right? And this is last Friday. I start taking the probiotics. And it's I get the one that's 30 billion. 30 billion. That's the number. And I'm under the impression if you take a probiotic, it sends good enzymes into your digestive. It helps you flush everything out that's not supposed to be there. Bruh, these probiotics was tearing my ass up. I was in the bathroom so much. The pipes in the bathroom was definitely having they structural integrity tested like a motherfucker last week. So I took them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But I was bloated and fucked up the whole time. So I don't know if probiotics or maybe I need to lower my dosage. I don't know. But I was bloated and I was gassy. And anytime I drunk, like if my stomach is upset, I drink a ginger ale. The ginger ale was making the shit worse, bruh. So I don't know. I'm going to dial back. I'm going to scale back. Maybe do the probiotics. Maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Kind of spread it out like that. But yeah, man, we getting older, and it is what it is. So on that note, I'm a wrap. I had a really, the Carl Weathers shit fucked me up, man. So I'm gonna wrap this one up. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. It is greatly appreciated. That's all I got for now, man. Adios. Good night, y'all.